Zion Lutheran Church. We're 22nd and Spring here in Sioux Falls, so just right on the way to wherever you're going, I like to say, near the center of the city.
How many years have you been doing the Streets of Bethlehem?
Well, we've been doing it a long time, back when my beard wasn't this gray, we started. So, yeah, it's been over 20 years.
Is this a fundraiser of sorts, or do we do it just for the experience?
It's more of an outreach event for us to share with the community the real meaning of Christmas. And also, we do collect non-perishable food items for a food pantry. So,
what's the biggest challenge? Costumes? Volunteers? What?
Well, it takes a lot of people to put it together. So it all starts weeks ago with laundering costumes, getting it all ready, and then preparing the streets, the construction of the streets, which takes a group of guys and gals pretty much an afternoon to get it all together. And we've been doing it a long time, so we kind of know what we're doing.
Yes. How many cast members are there?
Oh, over a dozen, I think, booths within the streets. And so you probably have a couple of cast members for each booth. And then we have try to have two sets of casts so we can change out throughout the afternoon.
So it is Bethlehem.
Yes, it is. Right. It's recreating the streets of Bethlehem as they may have been at the time of Christ's birth. And so it's a walk-through pageant. So as visitors enter the church, they'll be treated to some great holiday music. And then as they wait to tour the streets, a tour guide will take them through the streets.
Okay.
And so as they go through the streets of Bethlehem, the talk on the streets and the merchants will unfold the Christmas story as they walk through. And, of course, it all culminates with the manger scene.
Okay. What hours are we looking at here, Paul?
It's this Sunday, December 8th, from 1 to 4 p.m. So it's a walk-through pageant, so you can come at any time between 1 and 4. And if there's still people there at 4 o'clock, we're going to keep the streets open.
And no cost, just donation.
Yes, free admission. So if you'd like to bring a non-perishable food item, we'd appreciate it for our food pantry. And like I say, 1 to 4, stop by any time of the Sunday. We're at 22nd in Spring in Sioux Falls, right on the way to wherever you're going.
Obviously, this is a great event for the whole family. Bring the kids.
Yeah. I think it is. It's really wonderful for the very young and for the very old. Because that's when you really see the sparkle in their eyes, especially when they get to that manger scene. And that's where it all culminates there for the whole pageant.
And another big draw, I think. You're going to have live animals on the streets of Bethlehem.
Oh, yeah. That's actually where I'm going to be, right by I'm one of the animal traders on the streets of Bethlehem. And we'll have probably some sheep and some chickens or geese or something like that. And, of course, within the manger scene, we'll have a donkey. So, you'll see the sights and sounds and smells of the streets of Bethlehem.
For all these years, you probably have this event down pretty pat, don't you? You do a pretty good job.
Yeah, there's a lot of cast members that have done it for a number of years. We know our lines, and we just basically refresh them every year and try to keep things fresh for everybody.
Now, can I interact with you on the street?
We don't really interact with the visitors coming through the streets, but we unfold the Christmas story by the what we're talking about, why the streets are so busy, why people came to Bethlehem. Of course, it's for to register for the census, and so that's why they're busy. And each little booth is unfolding that story, so it's like, you know, they talk about the couple that came and the woman was with child and they were looking for a place to stay and all those different things that are part of the Christmas story.